There's solid evidence today of the success of a program to help young homeless people. For 7 years, Melbourne City Mission has been teaching homeless young people basic life skills and helping them into education. Now, a review of the program has found that it's an overwhelming success. In Melbourne, Simon Lauder reports.
20-year-old Carl Sin Lau left home last year, not knowing where he would end up.
I had to stay at the youth refuge for a few months before I got into the Step Ahead program. And Lisa actually helped me get into to a fashion course. And I'm still doing that now, and it finishes at the end of the year. And that's the direction I want to head into.
He's one of dozens of young people who've been through a program run by Melbourne City Mission, based on a European system called the FOIA model. The program targets 16 to 25-year-olds, putting them into accommodation, helping them into jobs and education, and also teaching basic life skills. The Director of Homelessness Programs at Melbourne City Mission, Sherry Brunhout.
I went to one of our FOIA programs this week and was talking to a young person who had just finished their breakfast, and they were putting their dishes in the dish rack that you would normally put your clean dishes in, and they were putting the dirty dishes in there because they weren't sure where that would go. So this was a young person who was 16, living out of home, and actually didn't know how to wash their dishes after breakfast. So we're not talking about the big picture things, we're actually talking about how do you keep yourself safe, happy, well, and live independently.
The program has been running in Melbourne since 2004, and now Melbourne City Mission has released research on its success rate. Most of the young people who've been through the program finished year 12 and stayed off the streets. Many went on to higher education.
Putting a roof over someone's head is not the simple cure to homelessness. Putting a roof over someone's head is the first step. What we've done is come in behind that with a whole suite of support services of things that we know have proven to move people out of crisis into stability and out the other end into productive citizenship. So what we've done is bundle all of that together and now have the research to prove that that's absolutely the most effective way to do it. Our job now is to advocate for this model and ensure that this is something that other young people across Australia can also benefit from.
So you think this program is essentially the solution to youth homelessness?
Absolutely, absolutely. The model works. We know the model works because we have the research today that says that not one of those young people, 3 years after ending the program, had come back into the homelessness system. So we know that this model ends youth homelessness.
The evaluation of the program was led by Victoria University Professor Marty Grace.
It is expensive, of course, because of the level of services. Providing accommodation and support for 2 to 3 years is expensive. But if you think about it, we're spending money now over a period of maybe three and a half years, and that money is well spent because it then saves the community the money that it would cost if these people became homeless repeatedly in the future. It's, in my view, definitely money well spent.
Programs based on the FOIA model are also being rolled out in Western Australia, South Australia, Queensland and New South Wales. But the demand is huge. Melbourne City Mission says it recently had more than 50 referrals to consider for just one vacancy in its program.
Simon Lauder in Melbourne with that report.